Some of my friends wanted to know this morning, they've been seeing me here rather frequently, they think, and they wanted to know why I was coming so often. I said, I just love to come and be able to preach to this, to the brothers and sisters here.
我有些朋友在这里来问我，怎么我们常常看到你在这里？你为什么经常在这里？那 Pastor Jay 他就说，因为我们这些弟兄姐妹在这里是他的朋友，他很喜欢跟我们一起来分享神的话语。
As most of you know, it was just a week or so ago that I was here, and this is the first of the month, and so this month.On the first Sunday of the month, I'm preaching, and on the first Sunday of next month, I'll be preaching here as well.
So, last week's last Sunday, I'm here. Today is the first Sunday of the month, and I'm here. The first Sunday of the month, I'm still here.
The passage of Scripture that was read this morning is one of my favorite passages.
This passage of Scripture is one of my favorite passages in my life.
I can hardly imagine what it's going to be like when we are sitting at the throne of God, just worshiping Him and praising Him for all that He has given us.
我实在是不能想象，到时候我们会在神的面前，在神面前，在那里啊敬拜他，在他的面前永远永远在他面前赞美他。
It is a privilege for us as Christians that have accepted Jesus into our life.To begin a new life or a new birth.
在我们这些基督徒来讲，我们能够到神面前，能够有一个新的生活，能够有一个新的开始。
One of the privileges I have as a pastor is to witness two types of birth.
那在我一个很大很大神给我们一个权利，就是说现在有两种的啊重生。
I love to be able to do weddings, and I know that after a wedding, a short time later, often their couple will be having their first child.
我很喜欢跟人家主领婚礼，因为在婚礼以后，过一些时候就有新的生命从那个婚礼一个小家庭出来。
I'm often invited to come and visit the hospital after there is a new birth.
而且我常常被人家邀请到医院去看到。那些他们有新生的婴儿在那里。
There's no greater excitement than to see a young couple with their new baby that just come into the world.
没有使这个看到这些新的一个年轻的一个家庭里面，他们有了一个新生的婴儿诞生在他们家。
Another type of new birth is when you have the privilege of seeing someone who has just invited Jesus to come into their life.As their savior.
另外一个新生的经验是说，我们看到新生的基督徒，重生的基督徒，他们重新得到重生在他们生命中间。
I remember well when I accepted Jesus into my life.
我记得在我接受耶稣时候，我记得很清楚那个时候。
Although I didn't understand everything that was taking place, I knew that there was a change.
我知道我没有对圣经完全能够了解，我也不知道这些起因，但是我知道有个改变已经发生了。
I'm sure that you, as brothers and sisters who have invited Jesus to come into your life, know that there was a change as well.
我相信在座的各位弟兄姐妹，当你们接受耶稣基督以后。你们在生命中一定有一个改变。
As a result of that new birth, I believe there are seven gifts that God gives to us.
所以在这个新的重生以后，神给我们七样那些恩赐。
I would hope that we would never lose sight of these seven blessings that God gives us as a result of being part of His family.
这个七样的恩赐。也是七样的祝福，使我们进到重生到神家庭里面，能够神给我们的。
This morning, in the next 15 or 20 minutes, I would just like to briefly talk about those seven blessings.
在以下的十五分到二十分钟的时候，我给各位弟兄姊妹来分享这种七种的祝福或者七种的恩赐。
So let's get started on looking at what God gives to us.When we become part of His family.
当我们变成神的家人的时候，神 什么呢?
The first thing that happens to us when we ask Jesus to come into our life is he gives us a new relationship.
第一点是神给我们一个新的关系。
Once we were separated from God because of our sins,
因为我们的罪，我们跟神隔离了。但是我们信了耶稣基督以后，我们重新跟神建立一个关系。
Not just separated, but alienated from Him.
不单单是说我们跟神隔离了，实在是我们根本就是变成神的一些那些走在神以外的人。
The Bible says it in another way. It says that we were excluded.
圣经告诉我们说，我们已经被神完全关到外面去了。
We were without hope, without God, in this world.
我们没有希望，我们没有神，在这个世界上不知道在干什么。
But the new relationship is that Christ took away all of our sins.
当这个新的关系存在的时候，因为耶稣基督担当了我们所有一切的罪。
Not just part of them, but all of them, the Bible says.
不是单单是那某一部分的罪，而是全部我们人生中间所有的罪，神全部借了耶稣基督担当了。
You are forgiven.
他说你已经被赦免了。
The one thing that has separated us from God is our sins.
因为唯一能够把我们跟神隔绝的就是我们的罪。
But because our sins have been removed, and therefore we are now part of His family.
那我们的罪，因为耶稣基督来救了我们，在十字架把我们的罪挪去了以后，我们就变成神，回到神家里面来了。
Instead of being God's enemy, we are now His friend.
我们从前因为罪，说我们是神的仇敌，现在我们变成他家里的一份子。
The Bible says, since we have been justified through faith,
圣经给我们讲说，我们这个因我们的信就能够称为义。
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟神就有一种和平的交往。
Not only are we His friend, but we are His children.
我们不单单是神的朋友，而且是我们神的儿女。
The Bible uses two very significant illustrations.
圣经上用了两个很重要的这个表现。
The first, it tells us that we have been born again.
那个第一个就是说我们重生了。
The second image that the Bible talks about is that we have been adopted into God's family.
另外一幅图画就是说我们被神已经又收养了。
When we have accepted Christ into our life, we become part not only of His family, but we become one of His children.
所以我们因为信耶稣，我们非但是他家庭的一份子，而且我们是他的家里面的儿女。
So the first gift that we have that God gives to us as new Christians or at new birth.Is a new relationship.
所以第一个是我们跟神有个新的关系了。
The second that we would like to talk about this morning is that God gives us when we come into faith in Christ is a new citizenship.
而且第二个我们有了新关系，然后我们就有一个新的公民权利。
Now we are all citizens of a particular country.
我们每一个人都是，不管你现在是哪一国的。公民，你是一个国家的公民。
But as new birth has taken place in our life, we become a citizen of the kingdom of God.
当我们重生得救以后，我们就变成神国里面的新的公民。
In Jesus' time, one of the most coveted privileges that a person could have was to be a Roman citizen.
在耶稣基督在世界上的时候，全世界大家最喜欢变成公民的是什么公民呢？就是变成罗马帝国的公民。
A Roman citizen paid fewer taxes.
因为罗马帝国的公民付很少的税。
And if a person went into the army as a Roman citizen, he automatically became an officer.
他，你如果你是罗马的的公民的话，你只要到军队里面一去，你就变成军官。
A Roman citizen could not be flogged.
而且你是罗马的这个公民的话，任何你做了什么事情，没有人能够用鞭子抽你的身子。
Or put to death by crucifixion.
而且不会被钉在十字架上。
If a Roman citizen was found guilty, in a court, then he had a right to go directly to Caesar.
假如你是罗马公民的话，如果你在这个法庭上说定罪了以后，你可以直接向凯撒大帝去，直接去 appeal， 向他那个去诉讼。
But Jesus said that his followers possessed something far greater than a Roman citizenship.
耶稣基督告诉我们说，只要我们跟随耶稣的话，我们得到的那个公民的权利是比得到罗马帝国的公民权利更有这个。
And that was to be a citizen of Jesus Christ.
那就是说是在神国里面，耶稣的国度里面的公民。
The kingdom of God.
这是神的国度。
The Bible says our citizenship is in heaven.
圣经上告诉我们，我们的公民的这个国家是神的国。
And that we ought to trust and obey God rather than man.
我们应该相信，而且能够依靠神，而且不是依靠任何一个人。
And the Bible tells us that someday the world's kingdom will become God's kingdom.
圣经告诉我们说，将来有一天，整个这个世界的国度都会变成神的国度。
God gives us a new family is our third point this morning.
第三个，神给了我们一个新的家庭。
You aren't just related to God, you are related to each as brothers and sisters in Christ.
你不是单单的是远远的跟神有点关系，你是跟我们这些弟兄姐妹，每一个都是在主里面的弟兄和姐妹。
Everyone who truly believes in Jesus Christ is now you're part of the spiritual family of God.
任何一个真心在信耶稣基督的人，就是你在耶稣的家庭里面的一份子。
We are bound together by God's family.
我们实在是在神的基督的家庭里面是联合在一起的。
Not by an organization.But by a spiritual relationship.
我们不是由世界上的组织而连在一起，我们实在是是一种在属灵的联合在一起。
The Bible calls us members of God's household.
圣经上告诉我们，我们是神家庭的一部分。
It's interesting as you read the Bible that one of the most used phrases, frequently used phrases in the Bible, is that the Bible calls us brothers.
你知道在圣经里面常用最常用一个字就是说弟兄们。
Understanding our family relationship.
所以我们弟兄姐妹就是知道我们在神的家庭里面，我们都是神家庭一份子。
In my travels across the country and actually in many places in this world, I've run into many men and women who may be different in their cultural,But once we get to know each other and know that they are believers, we are indeed brothers and sisters.
所以我在这个美国到处去旅行，甚至于在世界上其他的各国，当我碰到这些人的时候，当我知道他们是基督徒的时候，我们很自然就变成我们是一家人。
The common bond is that we belong to the family of God.
我们有一个在。这个神家里面一个共同一个大家一个核心的聚营力
And we are able to enjoy the fellowship with one another.
而我们就是一家人，我们就很容易的敞开来交谈，享受我们在家庭中间的这一切的交通。
Another gift that God gives to us as a result of belonging to His family is.That we have a new purpose in life.
那我们在神的家里面是家人，但是我们仍在这个一家里面，我们大家都有一个家庭，一个共同的目标目的。
We no longer want to live for ourselves, but we want to live for Him.
我们不再是为自己而活，我们都是为主耶稣基督而活的家庭的一份子。
We begin to see other people differently.
我们就开始看其他人就不同了。
The Bible says we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
啊，圣经告诉我们说，我们都是神的工作，是为要成就他的善功而生出来的。
Which God has prepared for us,
神是为
from the beginning.
神是从开始就为我们准备到一切来成就他自己的善功。
When I became a Christian as a child, around 6 years of age, I had little idea of what God had in store for me.
所以我在我六岁的时候信了耶稣，我不知道神在我生命中间到底给我存留了哪些东西在那里。
But as a result, I began to see the new purpose that God gave to me because I belonged to His family.
当这个家庭的一份子慢慢成长以后，我们就看见神有神的目的在我们的心中。
God says in His Word, being confident that He who hath begun a good work in you.
所以神告诉我们说，当我们是在家里一份子以后，神自己就在我们心里面做工，使我们变成他家中一份子成员的那所要的那些要子。
We'll do the completing of that when we stand in His presence.
所以我们他慢慢磨成他需要我们说，准备我们将来能够到他面前去面对的我们的耶稣基督。
God has a purpose for every one of you in this room this morning.
神在我们中间，今天在我们每一个在座的每一个人，在你们都有他自己在我们的目的成就在他国里面。
Although you may not know what it is, as you continue to live for Him, He will continue to teach you and to direct you.
所以虽然我们现在不知道我们到底是什么样子，但是我们只要在神国里面顺着他走的话，神会把他自己在我们身上的目的慢慢就会彰显给我们。
Again, God's word says we are not to live for ourselves, but to live for Him.
神的话已经跟我讲得很清楚，跟我刚刚讲过，我们不是为自己而活，我们是为耶稣基督而活了。
Now he says that if he has a new purpose for us, our next point is that he will give us new power.
因为神要我们有个新的目标，所以我们怎么样去达成神的目标，神就给我一个新的能力。
The Holy Spirit comes and lives in our life, and he gives us new strength, new insight, new wisdom, and new direction.
然后圣灵就给我们一个新的能力，新的智慧，新的这个目标，朝着那方面去做。
Isn't it good to know that the power that comes into our life means that we are never alone?
你是不是那么美好的事情，让我们知道说，因为这个我们有目标达的，因为神的能力在我们身上，我们不是靠我们自己，我们不是单军孤军作战。
God is with us.
是因为神跟我们在一起。
I remember a number of years ago when I made the trip to southern China.
啊，多少年以前我到中国的南方去过。
Even though many of you told me what I would be learning, what I would be seeing, and what I would be doing, I still had inner fear.
很多人告诉我在世界你会在那里会看见什么东西，会学到什么东西，会得到什么东西，但是当我去的时候，我心里还是一点怕怕的。
But after arriving there and meeting some of the people, I began to feel very much at home.
但是当我到那边去过，跟那些地方人有过交往以后，我就觉得说，好像就是很自然的在等于在自己的家里一样。
You know why? Because they were just as interested in knowing me as I was interested in knowing them.
因为他们也很愿意、很有兴趣来认识我，就像我很有愿意、很这个有这个兴趣去认得他们一样的。
And it didn't take long until we got around to where they were asking questions about, would you teach us English? And what about the Bible?
所以 没有一下下就是说哦，你能不能够教我们一点英文，用英文讲关于圣经的知识跟关于圣经的事情。
It was beautiful to be able to talk about the Bible as well as what it meant to me and the power that I had received because the Holy Spirit lives within me.
所以这是那么美的事情，他们对圣经的兴趣跟我所学的对圣经所知道的事是一样的，所以我就有神的力量跟他们一起交通。
Why has God given us the Holy Spirit to live in us then?
那这样讲起来，神为什么要给我们圣灵在我们的心中呢？
One reason only.
一个原因，唯一的原因。
Because God has a new purpose and He wants to give us the power to live out that purpose.
就像我们讲的，神对我们有个新的目的在我们身上成就，神他就给我们一个能力可以做，这个能力就是给我们这个神的灵，圣灵在我们中间做工。
Without that new power, we will never be able to achieve the purpose that God has for us.
没有这个新的能力的话，我们没有办法去做成神要在我们身边做成的工作。
Listen to what the Bible says.
听圣经上给我们怎么讲。
The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses.
这个灵，我们在灵里能够在我们软弱中间帮助我们。
You will see that power when the Holy Spirit comes to live in your life.
你会看见这个能力降在你身上，你当看这个圣灵在你身上做工的时候。
And that comes at the moment that you invite Jesus Christ to come into your life.
而且这个就在那一个刹那之间，当你接受耶稣基督做你救主的时候，圣灵的能力就跟他一起就来了。
The seven things that I'm mentioning to you today happen at the moment when you become part of the family of God.
这个七样的祝福，七样的恩赐，七样的东西，都是在同时你那一刻你接受耶稣的时候就给了你们。
Our brother led us in the singing of the song "Amazing Grace." How sweet that sound!
我们今天曾牧师给我们领。唱诗奇异恩典，就是唱这个奇异的恩典神给我们。
That's simply because God loved us so much that He bestowed His grace on us that we became part of His family.
因为这奇异的恩典，就是因为神是多么的爱我们，然后他就把他所有的这些所有奇异的能力就在我们身上彰显出来。
The next gift that God gives to us, He gives us a new destiny.
然后最后就是他给我们一个新的人生的目的。
That destiny is just simply a changed life.
那个最后一个就是让我们能够改变我们的生命。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
圣经上告诉我们说罪的工价就是死，但是神可以把这个改变。
The Bible also reminds us that in His great mercy,
是圣经上又一次提醒我们说是神的怜悯。
He has given us a new living hope.
他给了我们新的一种希望。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的复活，他就把这个新的希望给了我们。
That new destiny is that we will spend eternity with Him.
这个新的目标就是说，我们在永远中间，永远永远跟神在一起。
And the last gift that we would share briefly with you this morning is He gives us a new journey.
所以最后就是他让我们有个新的天路历程让我们走。
A whole new path to follow until.He takes us into heaven.
一个在我们仍然在这个行过这一切的路程的时候，它是一个新的一个路程给我们规划，直到我们回到天家。
In other words, you're giving your life to Christ is not just a new beginning.
所以说，我们把我们生命给了耶稣的时候，不单单是一个新的开始。
But it is a beginning of a new life as well.
而且是一个新的生命的开始。
We are not only to become Christians,
我们不单单是变成基督徒,
but we are also called to be like Christ.
我们要变成跟基督一样。
Don't ever begin to think that this new life in Christ is just a type of spiritual insurance.
不要说说哦，这是一个新的生命，在耶稣基督是一个好像是买了保险的一样。
It's not just something we use until it's time for us to go into heaven.
并不是说哦，等到我们到天上之后，我们才需要用这个。
The Christian life is a new journey.
所以只要一旦我们信了这个。基督徒的新生命就是一个新的天路历程
One that will take us the rest of our life
是我们今天人在世界上已经走在这个路程一旦我们信了耶稣基督以后
And the best part of it is we will never be alone
而且这个最好最好的说我们走在这个新的路程上我们永远不是靠我们单独做、在那个行
For Christ walks with us.
因为基督跟我们一起走。
May God bless you as you begin, if you have never trusted Him, that you will trust Him and begin this new life. If you have the new life in Christ, may you feel the blessings that He gives you daily.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。如果你没有接受基督，耶稣还没有走这个新的路程走，希望你跟我们一起来走。如果你已经接受基督耶稣以后，愿神他自己跟我们每一个弟兄姊妹，神伴我们一道走这个他的天路的路程。
God is good all the time.
神是好的，永远是好的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for the blessings that we have because we've trusted in you.
父神，我们谢谢你，你给我们那么多的福气，因为我们相信你做我们救主以后。
This morning, just being reminded of these helps me to realize how special I am.
所以今天当我在跟弟兄姐妹交通的时候，使我更想到我在神面前是多么的这个特别。
Special in your sight.
在主里面是一种特别的。
And privileged to know that someday I will bow before you and worship you.
我们有这个权利知道有一天我们会在你面前俯伏下来在这里敬拜你面对面。
And to sing all of your praises.
然后在你的面前唱所有的颂赞。
I pray for my brothers and sisters here today.
我为我在这里在座的弟兄姐妹每一位祷告。
That every one of them will have given their life to you and know what it is to be a new believer.
这是每一位弟兄姐妹在这里，他们把他的生命交托给你，然后都把他要跟随你一起走这个天路。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们所求所祷都是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。